Indoor training is the most effective way for Houston triathletes to manage summer heat, because humidity, urban heat, and unpredictable outdoor stressors make outdoor high-intensity work inefficient and risky. When humidity rises from 30% to 70%, running pace can slow by nearly 1 minute per mile, and humidity-induced performance decline can reach 3.4% in time trials. Above 80% humidity, sweat evaporation becomes nearly impossible, forcing the heart to work harder to maintain the same pace. Houston's concrete and asphalt intensify the problem. Urban areas can run 1.7 degrees F hotter during the day and 2.5 degrees F hotter at night, while roofing materials may reach 66 degrees F above air temperature. Dense development, lack of shade, and trapped heat make outdoor training in peak summer conditions more punishing than forecasts suggest. Indoor environments remove these variables. They allow athletes to control temperature, avoid wind, traffic, and uneven terrain, reduce heat illness risk, and execute structured workouts at target intensities. More importantly, indoor training provides a safe platform for progressive heat acclimation, where heat exposure is introduced deliberately rather than forced by dangerous outdoor conditions. The core strategy is to separate heat training from hard quality sessions. Hard intervals and threshold work should be done in cool, controlled conditions to preserve performance and recovery. Heat exposure should be added to easy zone 1-2 sessions, where the goal is physiological adaptation, not speed or power. Heat acclimation requires consistent exposure. Most cardiovascular and sweating adaptations appear within 6-10 days, and a full protocol typically takes 10-14 days of 60-90-minute sessions in temperatures above 86 degrees F. Athletes should aim for 40-50% of VO2max intensity, keep core temperature between 38.5-39 degrees C, and avoid pushing past 39 degrees C to prevent excessive fatigue. For racing in hot conditions, 10 consecutive days of heat training is optimal, ideally beginning 1-3 weeks before a race, such as Memorial Hermann IRONMAN Texas. Well-trained athletes may need only 3 days of recovery after a pre-race heat block, while less-trained athletes should allow 5-6 days. Indoor cycling is a practical heat acclimation method. Riders should train in a warm room without fans or add thermal layers while staying in zone 1 or low zone 2. Heart rate may rise 10-20 beats per minute above normal for the same power output, which reflects thermal strain rather than excessive effort. Sessions should last 60-90 minutes, with fluid intake of 500-700 ml per hour, increasing toward 1 liter per hour when needed. Sweating is the desired response, so weight loss during these sessions should not be treated as a goal. Passive heat methods also work. A dry sauna set to 185-195 degrees F, entered within 5 minutes after exercise, can build heat tolerance without extra training load. Start with 20 minutes and progress to 30-35 minutes over several days. Runners who used post-exercise sauna 3 times weekly for 3 weeks showed lower peak core temperature, lower skin temperature, and an 11 BPM lower heart rate during heat tolerance tests. Hot water immersion at 40 degrees C can also increase blood volume and hemoglobin mass over several weeks, producing meaningful performance benefits. Heat adaptations decay quickly, about 2.5% per day without exposure. After the initial 10-14-day block, maintenance sessions every 3-4 days help preserve gains. One 120-minute exercise heat session every 5 days can sustain adaptations for a month, and a single long sauna session every 10 days can maintain benefits for up to 6 weeks. Hydration is critical. The gut absorbs fluid at roughly 600 ml per hour, so frequent small sips outperform chugging. Sweat rates can range from 0.3 to 2.4 liters per hour, and average sweat sodium is about 1 gram per liter. In hot, humid conditions, Athletes should use sports drinks containing 230-690 mg sodium per liter and target 300-500 mg sodium per hour in moderate conditions. Rising to 701-000 mg per hour in intense heat and humidity. Prehydration should begin at least 4 hours before exercise with 5-7 ml per kilogram of body weight, with additional fluid if urine remains dark. After training, replace 150% of body weight lost within 4-6 hours. Each kilogram lost is approximately 1 liter of sweat. Indoor sessions are ideal for testing this strategy by weighing before and after workouts and checking clothing for salt streaks. On race day, the benefits of indoor heat training become clear. Athletes who complete 10-14 days of acclimation show lower core temperature, reduced cardiovascular strain, and better performance in heat, with adaptations lasting 2-4 weeks. Cooling strategies add further gains. Pre-cooling can improve performance by about 5.7%, while mid-race cooling can improve it by about 9.9%. Cold water immersion before racing, ice slushies, pouring water over the head, neck, and shoulders, and using ice towels can all reduce core temperature rise. Practical equipment choices include carrying an extra bike bottle, wearing light moisture-wicking clothing, icing a hat or visor, and applying sunscreen repeatedly. Mental preparation matters as much as physiology. Athletes should break the race into short segments, normalize heat discomfort, slow pace by 15-30 seconds per mile when needed, and focus on effort rather than time. Pre-planned self-talk, such as one station at a time, helps maintain steady execution under stress. The key takeaway is that Houston's heat can be turned into a training advantage. Indoor workouts allow athletes to build real heat tolerance safely, protect high-quality training, and arrive at race day better adapted than competitors who simply endure the heat. The winning formula is simple. Do hard intervals in the cool, use easy indoor sessions for controlled heat exposure, maintain adaptations with periodic sauna or heat sessions, and follow a disciplined hydration and cooling plan.